אזרחי ישראל, אתמול בערב...
People of Israel, last night, additional ground forces from Israel entered Gaza at the gates of the complex of evil, the hall of evil, and the goals of this war are very clear. To completely eliminate the military capabilities of Hamas and to bring back the captives home. We decided on expanding the ground operations unanimously, both in the war cabinet and in our political and security cabinet. We did this in a very educated manner, taking into all the considerations out of responsibility to guarantee the fate of this country and the safety of our troops. The troops that are fighting in enemy territory right now know that the people, as well as the leadership of this country, are behind them. Over the past few days, I met with the troops in their bases, both in the south and in the north, and we have a wonderful army. We have exceptional soldiers, real heroes, both Jews and non-Jews, secular and religious, from the left wing, from the right wing. They are all united and filled with a combat spirit that I've never seen before. They are willing to fight full force against an enemy that there is no other enemy as cruel as it is. They want to retaliate for the horrific acts that these people conducted against our children, parents, sisters, brothers, and friends. They are committed to completely eliminate this evil from the world for our existence, and let me add, for the benefit of all of humanity, the entire people and all of Israeli leadership. We all embrace them and believe them. You must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. And we do remember, and we are fighting. Our brave troops and combatants who are now in Gaza or around Gaza and in all other regions in Israel are joining this chain of Jewish heroes, a chain that has started 3,000 years ago from Joshua ben Nun until the heroes of 1948, the Six-Day War, the 73 October War, and all other wars in this country. Our hero troops, they have one supreme main goal: to completely defeat the murderous enemy and to guarantee our existence in this country. We've always said, never again. Never again is now. And today I also met with the families of the captives, the hostages, bereaved parents, and my heart is broken, and I reiterated and said to them that at every stage until this point and from now on, we will exhaust every opportunity to bring back our abducted brothers and sisters to the warm embrace of their families. Their abduction is a crime against humanity. Anybody who dares accuse our troops of conducting war crimes are people who are completely hypocritical, liars, who don't have an inkling of morality. Then the IDF is the most moral and ethical military in the world. It is doing everything it can in order to prevent harming those who are uninvolved. And once again, I call upon those who are non-combatants in the Gaza Strip to go further south. Now, the cynicism of our enemy knows no boundaries. It is conducting war crimes as it uses the residents of Gaza as human shields and hospitals as headquarters for their terrorism activity. And many people in the world now very well understand what we have argued all these years. Israel is fighting not only its own war, but rather this is the war of humanity in its entirety, the human fight against barbarism. Our allies in the Western world and our partners in the Arab world all understand today that if Israel doesn't win, they will be next in this conquest tour of this axis of evil. Since the beginning of the campaign, we've managed to formulate extensive international support, which includes leaders from the U.S. and Europe, led by Biden, the Prime Minister of Britain, the Chancellor of Germany, the leaders of the Netherlands, Cyprus, France, and many, many others. Many of them came here at the time of war, and they conveyed a very clear message. We not only support you, we also pray and yearn for your victory. We will congratulate you for such a victory. We will stand alone, but it's always better to stand together because we have no other choice. We also want... Please continue. We would like to clarify that there is one thing that we must recognize. There are moments in which a nation faces two options, to exist or to cease. And right now, this is the kind of test we're facing, and I have no doubt how it will end. We will come out triumphant. We will triumph. In the first weeks of the war, there were massive airstrikes against the enemy, an increased force over the past few days in order to help our forces enter from the ground in the safest manner. We have eliminated countless murderers and archive murderers, and we've eradicated the infrastructure of terrorism, and it's only the beginning of the road. Our fight inside the Gaza Strip will be long and difficult, but we are prepared for that. This is our second war of independence. We will fight for the protection of our homeland, and we will fight on the ground, in the air, in the sea, and we will eliminate the enemy above the ground and beneath the ground. We will fight and we will win, and this will be the triumph of good over evil, light over darkness, life over death. And in this war, we stand together firmly, united more than ever, certain of our just way. This is the mission of our lives. This is the mission of my life. And on behalf of you, on behalf of all of us, I pray for the safety and peaceful return of our enemies. May God defeat the enemies who rise up against us, and may he bring salvation and victory to our troops. Together we will fight. Together we will win.